the sublime character of the Prophet. Eid Milad al-Nabi is observed on 12 Rabi al-Awwal, the third month of the Islamic calendar commemorating the birth anniversary of the Prophet Muhammad. This year, the day falls on September 4th to 5th, 2025. The Quran says, "You have indeed in the Prophet of God a good example." 33:21. The most striking aspect of the Prophet Muhammad's life was the absolute consistency between his words and actions. There was no injunction revealed to him that he did not demonstrate through his own conduct. Matters of faith, the unity of God, prayer, fasting, pilgrimage, almsgiving, charity, striving in the cause of God, self-sacrifice, patience, endurance, gratitude, and virtuous deeds were all practiced by him as a living example. His life became a practical illustration of the principle set out in the Quran. When some of the companions asked Aisha, the Prophet's wife, about his moral character, she replied, "Have you not read the Quran?" He was a personification of the Quran. While the Quran presents divine guidance in words, the Prophet's life was its embodiment, Aisha further affirmed. He never spoke ill of anybody. Instead of returning evil for evil, he would forgive those who wronged him. He never sought revenge. He never struck a servant or an animal. He never turned down a reasonable request, no matter who made it. Among his relatives, none was closer than Ali ibn Abi Talib, who had lived with the Prophet from childhood. Ali testified that the Prophet was of cheerful disposition, kind-hearted, and pure in conscience. He was never harsh to anyone. If a request displeased him, he would remain silent rather than respond bluntly. Those familiar with his ways understood the meaning of his silence. He sought to avoid causing sadness and instead put people at ease. His presence was both inspiring and comforting. Those meeting him for the first time felt awe, but this quickly gave way to affection. The French philosopher Voltaire once remarked, "No one is a hero to his valet," meaning that close familiarity often reveals flaws that diminish admiration. However, as historian Soren Smith observed, this was not true of the Prophet of Islam. The closer one came to him, the more his fine qualities became evident. Numerous incidents attest to his consistency in practicing what he preached. Once, while at home with his wife Umsulama, he called a maidservant for an errand. She delayed in coming, and signs of displeasure appeared on his face. Umsulama went to see her and found her playing outside. When she returned, the Prophet, holding a toothstick, remarked to the girl, "If I did not fear the retribution of Judgment Day, I would have struck you with this." On another occasion, a woman of Medina who cleaned the mosque passed away. She was of African descent and mentally unstable, and few attended her funeral. The Prophet was not informed at the time, but when he later learned of her death, he instructed that he be informed of the passing of any Muslim, regardless of status, and he subsequently performed her funeral prayer. At the Battle of Uhud, the Prophet was struck in the face by a stone, breaking his teeth and causing blood to flow. Some companions urged him to curse the enemy responsible. Among those killed in the battle was his own uncle, Hamza. Yet the Prophet replied, "I have not been sent as a curse. I have been sent as a proclaimer of truth and the bearer of God's mercy." According to Abu Huraira, the Prophet never criticized food. If he liked it, he ate it. If not, he simply left it. Anas ibn Malik recounted that while walking with the Prophet, a man of rustic appearance seized his thick bordered Abyssinian shawl, pulling it so roughly that marks appeared on his neck. The man demanded, "O Muhammad, give me some of God's wealth that you hold." The Prophet, unaffected by the rudeness, smiled and ordered that the man be given provisions from the treasury. The Prophet also advised that the life of the God-fearing should include moments of communion with God, moments of self-assessment, moments of reflection on the mysteries of creation, and moments devoted to the acquisition of life's necessities. Adopting a high code of ethics involves practicing what one preaches, treating the weak with the same courtesy as the strong, and applying to oneself the same standards set for others. From this perspective, the Prophet Muhammad stood at the pinnacle of human ethics, never compromising the lofty principles he taught. The testimony of those closest to him remains the most authentic confirmation of the superior moral life he led. Voltaire once remarked, "No one is a hero to his valet." meaning that close familiarity often reveals flaws that diminish admiration. However, this was not true of the Prophet of Islam. The closer one came to him, the more his fine qualities became evident. Do not waste water even if you were at a running stream.